时间过得很快。
Time flies.
在2006年8月的时候呢，我开始在这个教会呢做牧会的工作。
In 2006, the month of August, I started my pastoral ministry here.
那我会在七月底就结束这十年的牧会。
And come end of July, it will have been 10 years.
这也算是一个蛮长的一个时间。
10 years is a long time.
因为呢，一般教会在聘牧的时候的话呢，通常呢都是要求呢有三年的这个牧会的经验。
Because normally, when a church hires a pastor, they require maybe 3 years of experience.
但是呢，我不是呢离开这个教会呢，跑到另外一个教会去服事。
However, I'm not leaving this church to become a pastor at another church.
而是呢，我会加入众圣徒事工团呢成为他们的宣教士。
I will be joining an organization called For All Saints Team Ministries.
那不是因为说呢方便，也不是说呢因为熟悉呢，所以呢我就加入这个众圣徒事工团。
And I'm joining this organization not out of convenience.
而是呢，因为呢，在过去几年呢，我接触过不少的宣教机构。
But rather that I have come into contact with different mission organizations over the years.
那发现呢，众圣徒事工团的这个服事的理念呢，跟我的呢比较相近。
And I've concluded that this particular organization has the same ideas that I have.
那同时呢，我也相信这过去这十年的牧会神呢把我打造的呢更加的合神的使用。
And I also believe that in the past 10 years, God has prepared me even more for Him to use.
意思就是说呢，我将来的服事的话呢，乃是以在这边服事作为一个基础。
And in other words, my future service to the Lord was built upon my experience.
所以呢，意思就是说呢，事实上在座的每一位呢，都参与，都有份于我将来的服事。
So every person here has a part in my future service to the Lord.
你们呢？我也需要你继续的祷告跟支持。
And I will need your continual prayer and support.
你也利用这个机会再讲一下，就说呢，我并不是到2006年八月的时候呢才来到这个教会的。
And also wanted to point out that I came to this church before 2006.
而是呢1997年八月的时候呢我们就开始在这边聚会了。
In fact, we've been here since 1997.
所以呢有19年的时间是在这个教会里头。
And so we've been here for 19 years.
所以呢如果可能只有有一些弟兄姐妹待的时间一样长的或更长的呢就比较能够体会到我的心情。
And there are some brothers and sisters who have been here as long as we have, and they would perhaps understand our hearts even more.
因为你想想看哈，我们人生里头有多少个十九年
？Because if you think about it, how many 19 years can one have in one's lifetime?
四个或五个十九年
，four maybe five.
因为就差不多八十岁到一百岁了，对不对
？Because you know, if you live between 80 and 100 years old.
不是那个前面那十九年，前面那十九年的话呢，还没长大也不成熟。
Now the first 19 years won't work because you haven't really grown up or matured.
那个没有那个劲呢，可以使。
You don't quite have the strength.
那但是呢，也不是那个后面那十九年。
And nor is it the last 19 years of one's life.
虽然那后最后的人生最后那十九年的话呢，没错，我们已经有很多的人生的经历了，但是呢，那时候已经是使不上劲了。
Perhaps you have accumulated a lot of life experiences during those last 19 years, but you may be too old.
我大概三十几岁来这。
So I came here in my 30s.
所以呢，是我相信这是一个最好的十九年呢，是在这个教会里头。
And I believe that my best 19 years was spent here.
那当然，或好或坏，大家呢都接纳了我，跟接纳了 Jenny。
Now whether it was good or bad, you have accepted me and my wife Jenny.
所以我不晓得，我不晓得你能不能去想象说呢，啊，我是多么的舍不得。
So I don't know if you can quite understand my heart that I do not wish to leave.
那我也大胆的讲一下，我也相信呢，在过去19年呢，你也看到我改变了不少。
And if you have been around in the past 19 years, I'm sure that you have seen changes in me.
也盼望我们当中有些人可以为我做见证。
And I hope that some of you can attest to that.
那这个生命的改变呢，不是因为时间的累积或者是经验的累积造成的。
Now this change in my life was not a result of merely a time or experience.
因为呢，那种生命的累，那种时间的过去是经验的累积，那种改变的话呢，有时候很常常都是呢，只是一个表面的一个伪装而已。
Because if this change due to time or experience sometimes can be quite superficial.
因为我晓得，我做一些事情的话呢，我的妻子 Jenny 呢，她会有些事情她会生气的。
Because I know that there are certain things that I do would make my wife mad.
所以呢，几次下来之后呢，我的经验累积下来之后，结论是什么？
So after a few times, what's my conclusion from experience?
我如果要避免被他骂、被他讲的话呢，那我就不在他面前做就是了嘛，对不对？
Now if I don't want to see her mad, then I would not do that in front of her.
在座的年轻人，我想你都明白我的意思是什么呢
？Sure, the young people here understand what I'm saying.
聪明一点嘛，不要自讨苦吃，对不对
？Yeah, be smart, don't get in trouble.
但是呢，我还是做我还是做这个事情呢，只是呢少被骂而已。
I still do these things, but you know I won't get yelled at.
所以呢，这个事呢，我很有技巧的呢，伪装了。
So skillfully, I put up a front.
我还是我
，but I'm still me.
早晚会露出狐狸尾巴来的。
And sooner or later, the truth comes out.
所以呢，这个不是我所谓的生命的改变。
So this is not what I mean by the fact that my life has changed.
不是那种伪装的，让人家看到呢，我改变了。
That's just to pretend that I have changed.
而是呢，那种生命真实的改变是因着呢，基督的生命在我里头了。
But rather a life that has changed because the life of Christ.Is in me.
因着我爱我的妻子 Jenny， 我敬重她，我的妻子 Jenny， 所以呢，我不做我原本在做的事情。
Out of my love and my respect to my wife, I no longer do those sort of things.
或者是我去做我该做的事情。
Or I do the things that I ought to do.
所以就不管他是不是我在我眼前，我呢就是做或者不做呢是一样的。
I'll do or not do certain things, whether she's present or not.
所以这外面跟里头是一致的。这个一致的话呢，是活出那个新造的人，活出那基督的生命来。
So there is consistency, within and without.
事实上，我们在座的每一个人，如果我们已经认罪悔改，相信主耶稣基督的话呢，我们都已经是新造的人了。
And so everyone here, if you have believed.In Jesus Christ, you are a new creation.
是一个神的新造子民了。
And so you belong to God's new creation.
那神对你我这些新造的子民的心意是如何呢？
And so what does God want for those who are considered new creation?
因为我们做事情都是有目的的，就好像这些年轻人他们去短宣，他们不是只是去短宣而已。
Because we do things for a reason. Like for example, these young people, they're not just going there for a short-term mission.
是让透过这样子短宣，让他们跟神之间的关系能够更加亲密的。
But through this, that they can become closer to God.
同样的，神做事，他更是有目的的。
And in similar ways, God has reasons for what He does.
所以呢，我们呢就不能不问说呢，那到底神他的心意是如何？
So we have to ask that what does God want for us?
有时候我在想呢，是不是因为当我们感觉到生命空虚，这个理由是什么呢？
Sometimes I wonder, you know, sometimes if you feel that life is empty, what is the reason behind that?
是不是因为我们没有照着神的心意在做？
Is it because that we do not conduct ourselves according to God's will?
那另外一个问题我们得要问的是呢，那我们怎么样呢活出这样子一个 神的新造的子民这样子一个身份来呢？
And the other question we need to ask is that how do we live as God's new creation?
好，我们一起来读彼得前书第二章六到十节。
So let us read 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 6.
先跟着我一起用中文，然后再跟 Larry 用英文读。
We'll read in Chinese first and then in English.
来，因为经上说，看哪、啊。我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上半跌，他们这样半跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。来，英文。
Verse 6. For in scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.And a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主父神，我们谢谢你，让求你自己的圣灵在我们心中做那教导的工作。
Heavenly God, we thank you and we pray that your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts.
也让我们谦卑在你的面前。
As we humble ourselves before you.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 那第六节呢，是跟着第四、第五节来的。
So verse 6 follows the thoughts with 4 and 5.
那第四节、第五节怎么说呢？
So what does it say in verses 4 and 5?
他说呢，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石。
It says, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also are living stones.
所以我们来到主面前，我们这些信主的人，我们已经是神的新造子民了。
So all the believers, when you come before the Lord, you are a new creation.
我们已经有了耶稣基督那一种复活的生命了，就是一个活石，是这样讲说它是活的。
So you're a living stone because you have the life of Christ.
那这不是决定于说呢我们自己的感觉如何
，and this does not depend on our feelings，
而是呢一个真实的事实是怎么讲的
，but rather it's a fact。
那神，那什么是神的心意？针对神对他子民的心意是什么呢
？And so what is God's will for His people？
第五节下一章，他说呢，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So in verse 5 it says, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
因此你我这些信主的人的话呢，我们的生命是有一个目的的。
And so, as new creations, there's a purpose for our life.
这个目的呢，不是我们自己设立的，而是呢，是神设立的。
And this purpose is not defined by us, but defined by God.
但也不在于说我们的生命呢，到底有多久。
And it doesn't matter how long we have been alive.
我们的目的是什么？就是呢，建造满足神心意的一个群体。
Is to build a community that is glorifying to God.
所以这不是 长老或者是传道人的工作。
And so it's not just the job for the elder or the preacher.
而是你我所有信耶稣的人，我们的使命。
But rather, it's a mission for everyone who believes in Christ.
有时候我们会觉得，好像我自己的生命没有一个方向，没有那个满足感，或者是觉得呢，轻浮不稳妥。
Sometimes we feel that we don't have a direction in life, or you know, there's no satisfaction in life.
为什么会是这样子？
Why is that?
很可能是因为呢，我们没有去做神要我们做的。
It is quite possible that it's because we are not doing what God wants us to do.
你可能也会说呢，我没有做神要我做的，但是呢，我还是一样觉得我有方向感，我觉得呢，我很有满足，我也很有稳妥。
And perhaps you're not doing what God wants you to do, but you can still say, well, I'm finding satisfaction in my life. I have a direction.
那我也不跟你的感觉呢争论。
I will not argue with you.
我也不能强迫你。
And I will not force you either.
但是我的工作是什么？我的工作呢，我需要提醒你的就是说呢，你我呢都要需要向神交账的。
But it is my job, my duty to remind you that we all need to give God an account.
上个主日宁化长老呢在中文堂里头呢的信息的话讲到哥林多前书四章二节。
Last week, Elder Wang talked about First Corinthians chapter 4.
但是他说呢第四章二节他说所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Where it says, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
所以所求于管家的呢就表示说呢是需要跟神交账的观念。
Those who have been given a trust, in other words, he must be accountable to God.
那是要他有忠心就表示呢是意思就是说他是有一个参考点存在在那儿。
He must be proven faithful, which means there's a reference.
来这个参考点呢作为衡量他是不是忠心。
A standard to judge whether he has been faithful or not.
那这个参考点是什么呢？
And so what is this standard? What is this reference point?
不是我想要怎么做就怎么做，而是呢，神的心意是这个参考点。
It's not that I can live however I wish, but rather the will of God.
那你说我为什么需要向神交账呢？
So you ask, why do I need to give an account to God?
因为我们都已经是神的新造子民。
Because we are already God's new creation.
神创造了我们。
God has created us.
神拯救了我们。
God has rescued us.
我们呢都是属于他的。
We belong to him.
那为什么在二章五节他说呢得要我们看下一章为什么他说呢得要借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭呢
So why does it say here in verse 5 that we offer spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ?
为什么是耶稣基督呢
？Why through Christ？
第六节
，verse six，
他说呢，因为经上说，看哪、啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Because the scripture says that I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame。
这个我是谁呢？这个、这一段经文呢经上呢乃是指以赛亚书第二十八章十六节
So the I here refers to chapter 28 in Isaiah
所以主耶和华如此说看哪、啊、我在锡安放一块石头作为根基是试验过的石头是稳固根基宝贵的房角石信靠的人必不着急
This I is the sovereign Lord who says See I lay a stone in Zion a tested stone a precious cornerstoneFor a sure foundation, the one who trusts will never be dismayed.
所以这个主耶和华呢，就是彼得前书二章六节的那一个。我看下一章。
So this I refers to the sovereign Lord.
那这里有一块石头。
So there's a piece of stone here.
是呢，主耶和华他所拣选、所宝贵的。
It's chosen by the Lord and is considered precious in His eyes.
这个石头是谁呢？
Who is this stone?
这个石头是世人所宝贵的吗？
Does the world cherish this stone?
不是的。
No.
第四节，看下一章，他说呢，是被人所弃的。
Verse 4 it says the stone has been rejected by men.
所以很清楚我们可以看到到神的价值观跟人的价值观是不一样的。
So clearly we see that God's values and men's values are different.
这也包括我们回到我们再看下一章第二章六节，是神耶和华神他拣选宝贵主耶稣基督。
In verse 6 we also see that this stone is chosen and precious. It is Jesus Christ.
人却弃绝却轻看了主耶稣基督。But
people have rejected Jesus Christ.
很多人可能会很好奇说这个房角石是什么石头啊？
So perhaps you would be curious to ask what kind of stone is this? What's a cornerstone?
这个石头要放在哪啊？
Where do I find this in the building?
有些人说这个房角石呢，就好像那个拱门。 在那个最中间那一块石头，它放进去的时候，就能够顶住这两边的压力。
Some people say this capstone is the centerpiece in an archway. So when you put it there, it holds everything in place.
也有人说呢，是一个建筑物里头的那个最高的那一块石头。
Some people say it's the highest stone in a building.
也有人说呢，是这个地基，这个房子地基的那个角落的石头。
Or some say it's the corner of the foundation.
一个公司总裁啊，他呢到外地去看他的，到他的分公司呢去做视察。The
one was a CEO who visited one of his subsidiaries.
那这个分公司的经理的话呢，他就召集了他所有的高级干部呢，要来跟这个总裁碰面，要来听总裁的指示。
So the branch manager rounded all the senior management to be in a meeting with the CEO.
但是因为呢，交通很糟糕，塞车了，以至于呢，这个总裁的他的行程呢延误了。But
because of traffic, the CEO was running a little late.
那为了争取时间，当这个总裁他一到了这个分公司之后的话呢，他就直接呢进了这个会议室。So
to save time, as soon as he arrived, he went straight to the conference room.
他呢就挑了个椅子呢，他坐下来，他就开始讲话了。Picked
the chair, sat down in it, and started talking.
那旁边那个分公司经理的话呢，在旁边呢一直觉得很不妥当。This
branch manager in the present, he was not comfortable.
他也不晓得他要该怎么办。And
he wasn't quite sure what he had to do.
他心里呢挣扎了，打鼓了一阵，纠结了一阵子之后的话，这位分公司经理他受不了。So
after some struggle, he decided to do something.
所以呢，他就告诉他的秘书，请那个秘书呢送个纸条呢给这个总裁。So
he passed a little message on a piece of paper through the secretary to the CEO.
那这纸条上面的写的东西呢，是要告诉总裁说呢，总裁你坐错椅子了。So
this message was to tell the CEO that he was sitting in the wrong chair.
另外那个椅子呢，才是总裁的椅子。That
other chair, that's the CEO chair.
那个椅子呢，是大一点的椅子，而且呢，是高级一点的、雄壮一点的椅子。It's
bigger, it's more grand.
那总裁呢，看着这个字条呢，他也不吭声，他也不动。And
after the CEO saw this message, he didn't really say much.
那他就写了几个字呢，就。
So he wrote down a few words and he passed it back to the branch manager.
那个纸条上面怎么写?
So what does that paper say?
我坐在哪儿？那儿就是总裁的座位。Wherever
I sit, that's the CEO chair.
在人的观念里头，人的价值观呢，你要在一个特别的地方，你要带一个特别的职位，你要特别的形式，才能够彰显出你是重要的。
In people's minds, you know, to be special, you have to be in a special place or you have to have certain things special to show that you are special.
所以呢，所以很可能呢，因为读这个观念的话呢，我们就会花很多时间去讨论说这个房角石呢到底是在哪，是该放在哪。
So perhaps this would cause us to spend a lot of time to argue about where this cornerstone is.
但是呢，经文它的重点是在告诉我们，这个房角石，这个活石呢，重点是在于说呢，是耶和华神他所拣选、所宝贵的。
But what's important here about this living stone is that it's been chosen by the Lord.
在神的眼中，在神的眼里，这个房角石，这个活石，它的本质，它的本质是宝贵的。
It is precious in the eyes of the Lord.
不管它放在哪里。
So it doesn't really matter where it's placed.
就好像这个公司的总裁一样，他不管坐在哪，他还是他就是那个总裁。
Like the CEO, doesn't matter where he sits, he's still the CEO.
这个活石耶稣基督，他即便是死在十字架上是很羞耻的，但是呢，在神的眼中还是一样是宝贵的。
So even though Jesus died a shameful death on the cross, he is precious in the eyes of God.
神的价值观跟人的价值观是差太多了。
Again, God's values and people's values are drastically different.
现在耶和华神把这个房角石，把这个活石放在锡安的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose for God to place this stone in Zion?
他说呢，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
So that the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
人的价值观是说呢，哎，你不能去随便去相信别人啊。
And what do people's value?Suggest we do not blindly put our trust in someone.
只有自己是可以靠的。
Depend only on yourself.
就好像呢，我刚信主的时候啊，我的父亲呢，他没有反对我信耶稣。
It's like when I first became a Christian, my father did not oppose.
但是呢，他告诉我什么？他说呢，你别信得太迷了。
But he did remind me, don't get too involved.
意思是什么呢？你靠自己才是真正可靠的，才是安全的。
What he meant to say is that depend on yourself, don't depend on others.
你信太迷，你靠别人的话呢，这是一个弱者的表现。
If you depend on others, it's a sign of weakness.
但是神的价值观是什么？他说你信靠他，信靠耶稣基督的，必不至于羞愧。
But God's value tells us that if you believe in Christ, you will never be put to shame.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为呢，耶稣基督就是那个房角石，就是那个活石。
Because Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, the living stone.
是主耶和华所宝贵、所拣选的。
He is precious in the eyes of the Lord and is chosen by Him.
我不晓得你我的价值观是跟神的价值观比较靠近呢，还是我们的价值观是跟人的价值观是一样的。
So I don't know if your values are closer to God's values or closer to the world's values.
那作者使徒彼得呢，他针对第六节这样子的一个历史事件，也是一个真理呢，他做了一个结论。
And the author Peter also concludes based on historical fact.
第七节他说，所以他在你们信的人为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
That's why it says in verse 7, Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
那我在想说，如果我们这些信主的人却不把耶稣基督当成是宝贵的。
So I can't help but think that if those who believe in Christ do not cherish Christ, do not consider him precious,
那我们是真的是得要承认说呢，我们的价值观是跟神的价值观是不一致的。
Then we can't help but admit that our values are different from God's values.
我不是说我们嘴巴怎么说，因为我们嘴巴呢，我们很容易呢，很会呢，给一个标准答案。
And it's more than just what you say, because it's easy to give the right answers.
而是呢，我们是怎么活出来的？我们活出来的生命是不是呢让人家看到说呢耶稣基督我们把耶稣基督呢是看为宝贵的
But rather how we conduct ourselves how we live our lives does it reveal to others that we treasure Christ
因为呢神已经看耶稣基督为宝贵的
Because God has already considered him precious
当我们也看耶稣基督为宝贵的时候
And so when we also consider Christ as precious
也就是说呢我们呢相信呢这个活石的时候
In other words, we believe in this living stone.
神也看我们是宝贵的啦。
God will also consider us precious.
神看耶稣基督是宝贵的。
So God considers Christ precious.
但是有些人呢，他们不看耶稣基督是宝贵的，也就是那些不信的人。
But there are many people, especially those who do not believe, don't think Christ is precious.
结果是什么？
So what happens?
在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And so to those who do not believe, they say that the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone.
那个所弃的就是呢不看为宝贵。
And so, you know, the rejected, in other words, not so precious.
那个房角的头块石头呢就表示说呢是宝贵的，是重要的。
But the capstone is precious and important.
你有没有看到同样一块石头，有人呢是看为宝贵的，有人呢却是弃绝它的。
So the same piece of stone, some consider it precious and others rejected it.
这完全是因为呢有不同的价值观造成的。
And this is because the values are different.
那相同的是一块石头。
So the same piece of stone.
那如果我们把它看成是不重要的，是不宝贵的，会变成什么呢？
So if we don't treasure it, if we don't consider it precious, what happens?
第八节
Verse 8.
他说呢，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
It says, a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
因为我们人的观念，我们人的价值观是说呢，耶稣基督跟我没关系，就永远跟我没关系。
So the world considers that, you know, we don't have anything to do with Jesus Christ, so that's the way it is.
这个我们就说呢，就井水不犯河水嘛，我不晓得怎么翻译，井水不犯河水。
They're completely unrelated.
那真实的事实却是如何呢？
But what is the truth?
人所弃的就变成第八节那个绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
This stone that people have rejected has become a stumbling block, a rock that makes people fall.
这个就好像呢，好像说什么呢？哎，这个空气呢是跟我没关系的，井水呢不犯河水。
It's kind of like saying, I don't have anything to do with air.
啊，我呢就把鼻子蒙起来，然后嘴巴呢闭起来。
So I cover my nose and shut my mouth.
我不晓得你能够多久不呼吸哈。
So how long can you go without breathing?
十秒。
Ten seconds.
三十秒。
Thirty seconds.
有没有六十秒可以不呼吸的
？Sixty seconds.
两分钟。
Two minutes.
哦。耶稣基督跟人的关系比人跟空气的关系还要重要。
Our relationship with Christ is far more important than our relationship with air.
因为这个空气呢，只关系到我们在这地上的生命而已。
Because the air only matters in our earthly life.
但是耶稣基督是关系到我们永恒的生命。
But Christ matters in our eternal life.
因此呢，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
And that's why it says they stumble because they disobey the message, and they were destined for this.
就好像你不呼吸，你就会死掉。
So if you don't breathe, you die.
同样的，如果不相信耶稣基督，不相信这个接受这个房角石这个活石，你就成了绊脚的石头，成个跌人的磐石了。
And so if you don't accept this cornerstone, this living stone, then it becomes a stumbling block.
结果呢，他们这样绊跌。也是预定的。
And so it says they stumble because they were destined for this.
我这样讲的时候，我相信有些人会想说，确实从人的角度，从人的观念跟价值观来看的时候，会觉得呢，你们这些基督教呢很霸道。
And perhaps you know some people would say that from a world's perspective that Christians are overbearing.
哪有不顺从你就会绊倒的？
Because you say if you don't obey, you stumble.
这是一个怎么样的观念？这是一个怎么样的价值观？你有没有注意到
？So have you noticed what kind of a value system this is?
这是以自我为中心呢、啊？以自我为中心，世界呢是绕着我转的。
So it's rather self-centered, and the world revolves around you.
那什么叫做不以自我为中心呢？
So what does it mean to not place yourself in the center?
我不呼吸我就活不了了。
If I don't breathe, I die.
有谁说呢？你这个空气真霸道哈。
Would anybody accuse the air to be overbearing?
不是神霸道。
So God is not overbearing.
而是因为人以自我为中心，他不顺从的时候呢，结果呢肯定是跌倒的。
But it's because when people don't obey, they place themselves in the center, they would stumble.
这就是预定的意思的。
And this is what it means to be, that they're destined for this.
所以很明显的，神的价值观跟你我的价，跟世人的价值观是不一样的。
So again, very clearly, God's values are different from the world's values.
那到底为什么这块这个房角石头这个活石呢？为什么是这么重要呢？
So why is this cornerstone so important?
我们再回到第五节下一章，他说呢，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
The answer is found here in verse 5, where it says, as you come to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house.
于是你我，我们每天的生活是少不了这块房角石，少不了这个活石的。
So we cannot live our daily lives without this cornerstone.
那我们该怎么做呢？
So what shall we do?
我们把我们的价值观放下来。丢掉丢弃我们的价值观。
So we ought to discard our own values.
而是呢，去培育、去培养那个不同于这个世俗神的价值观。
And we'll cultivate values that are different from the world, the values that are God's values.
你说到哪里去找神的价值观呢？
So where do we find these values?
圣经。
In the Bible.
人的观念是说呢，哎呀，我来教会就行了，我来教会就够了。
Perhaps, by the world standard, it's enough to just attend church.
神的价值观是说呢，你我自己呢要经常的来读圣经，以至于我们熟悉圣经。
But God's value says we need to come and read the Bible so that God's value becomes our value.
重点不在于说读多少或读多少圣经啊。
And the point is not how much You read the Bible.
因为读圣经，同样的，读圣经是有一个目的的。
But there is a purpose.
你读圣经的目的是为了要跟神建立一个亲密的关系。
And the purpose for reading the Bible is to establish a close relationship with God.
如果你读圣经却没有跟神有一个亲密的关系，也就是说呢，没有活出那一个新造的人的话。
And so if you merely read the Bible and you don't have a relationship with God and you're not a new creation.
那这样子的读圣经的话，我们就需要深入的去检讨了。
Then we need to really think about what we're doing.
是在因为呢，是在这样子一个跟神有亲密的关系的时候呢，神的价值观的话呢，才会转变成是我们自己的价值观。
Because only when you establish this close relationship with God, can His values become our values?
为什么我们需要这个神的价值观呢？
And why do we need God's values?
因为你我都是已经是神的新造子民。
Because we are His new creation.
既然你我是神的新造子民的话，我们培育不同世俗的这种神的价值观的话呢，就理所当然了。
It's a matter of course for us to cultivate this value.
在后面我们会再继续看，就是说呢，所有的基督门徒，我们是一起被建造成这个灵宫的。
And again, here it says, we as a unit are being built into a spiritual house.
这个灵宫的话呢，不是一个静态的一个建筑物，在那放在那不动的。
And it's not just a static building sitting there.
而是在指这个灵宫里头的居民，他们呢是谁呢？也就是那圣洁的祭司。
But the occupants within this spiritual house are the royal priests.
祭司的任务是什么？
And what are the duties of a priest?
在这里说呢，是献祭。
Is to offer sacrifices.
相对于还没信主的人，我比较不说是不信，而是呢，我会比较愿意说呢是还没信。
And so to those who do not believe. Rather than saying they don't believe, I would rather say those who have yet believed.
也表示说呢，你不知道他什么时候就会信。
In other words, you don't know when this person might believe.
因为圣经在讲不信的时候呢，是神已经知道，神知道这个最后的结果，他是不会接受的。
Because when the Bible says those who don't believe, God knows that the end result is because they do not believe.
那我们看周围的人还没信的人，我们不知道他什么时候就信了。
And so when we look around, when we see unbelievers, we don't know when they might place their trust in God.
相对于还没信的，我们这些信主的人，神的心意是什么呢？ 第九节。
So to those who have not yet believed, what is God's will for us?
他说呢，唯有你们，我们这些信的是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入
So here it says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, so that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
所以作者使徒彼得的话呢，他先宣告说呢，信徒这些信耶稣的人，他们是一个怎么样的身份，他们已经具备了什么样的一个本质。
So here, Apostle Peter tells us what our role is and what our characteristics ought to be.
第一个，他说呢，是被拣选的族类。First,
he says we are a chosen people.
那这个拣选呢，它事实上背后有一个意思呢，就是说呢，它是有一个共同的源头的，是有一个源头呢来做这样拣选工作的。To
be chosen means that you have the same origin.
书信一开始，使徒彼得呢就已经对他的书信的读者说的，1章2节。
In chapter 1, verse 2, Peter says to the recipients of his letter,
他说你们呢就是照父神的先见，被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
It is to those who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
所以呢，这个就不是随便的，然后随性的挑了一个就走了。
So it's not just chosen by random.
而是呢，三一神呢，他怎么样？他下了功夫，他付出了代价，他牺牲了，才成就了这样子一个拣选的工作。But
this election is paid for by God's sacrifice.
这是一个恩典，也就是说呢，是因为是恩典，所以人可以白白的得到。And
it is by grace so that we can receive it freely.
神的价值观是什么？ 神的价值观是你做不到，我来帮你做。So
God's value says, you cannot do this, so I'll do it for you.
你只要相信，你就领受了这个救恩，所以这是恩典。If
you believe, you can have this salvation.
但是人的价值观，人的观念是什么呢？
But what does the world tell us? What is people's value?
免费的东西呢，是不是都是便宜货？
If it's free, probably it's cheap.
对不对？我们呢，大概都不太会珍惜。
And perhaps you won't cherish it as much.
那你说，那如果是在这样子的观念底下，那我们为什么还要去拿这个耶稣的白白的救恩呢？
So if that's true, why do we still receive his free salvation?
这后面呢又有一个态度。
There's another reason behind this.
这个叫做呢，这个占小便宜，白拿白不拿。
It means to just, you know, why not? It's better to just take it.
如果你要交钱上课的话，我肯定你是不会迟到，你是不会缺课的。
Now, if you have to pay to attend certain classes, I'm pretty sure that you won't miss it or you won't be late.
我们是那被拣选的族类。So
we are a chosen people.
是三一神他付出了牺牲，他付出了代价的。Because
the triune God has paid a price.
第六，二章九节举出的第二个本质是什么？第二个本质呢，是你们是有 君尊的祭司，还有第三个是圣洁的国度。And
next in verse 9 it says you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
这个呢是出自于以赛亚书十九章第六节。
And this can be found in Isaiah.
就说呢，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
It says, "You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation."
耶和华神把以色列人从他们为奴之地的埃及把他们带领出来。
So the Lord has rescued the Israelites from slavery.
他透过摩西呢，要告诉以色列全民。
So through Moses, he wanted to tell the Israelites.
耶和华神拯救以色列人是有一个目的的。
There's a purpose for this saving.
所有的以色列人呢，要成为一个做祭司的国度。
All the Israelites will become a kingdom of priests.
祭司的任务是什么呢？
And again, what are the duties of a priest?
就是奉，就是献祭，侍奉神。
Is to offer sacrifices to serve God.
另外呢，是把人带到神的面前来，来跟神和好。
And also to bring people before God so that they can restore their relationship with God.
现在耶和华神将你我从那个罪恶当中。罪恶的奴仆当中呢，把我们给拯救出来。
So God has now rescued us from the slavery of sin.
同样的，耶和华神呢，有一个心意，有一个目的。
There's a purpose for that.
就是第二章九节，耶和二章九节，这个所有的基督门徒，我们一起是已经是一个祭司的，是一个 一个单数，一个整体的观念。
So collectively, we are a royal priesthood.
那目任务是什么呢？
Again, what is our duty?
侍奉神。
To serve God.
做一个和平使者，将人跟神与人叫人与神和好。
To be a peaceful agent to bring people to God.
这不是一件小事情。
And this is no small matter.
也不是一个不起眼的工作。
It's no small job.
因为他说呢，是等同于君王那样子一个尊贵。一个有君尊的祭司
，because it says here it's royal, it's you know like kings.
我们再看下一张图，讲到第三个、第四、第三个本质是呢，是圣洁的国度。
Now the third label it says here a holy nation.
这不是说呢，像每天呢，哎，我们洗完澡之后呢，换了衣新的、换了干净的衣服之后呢，我们基本上我们就不动了，不太去动。家事也不做了 也不做其他的事情了就是呢让自己呢保持圣洁。
It's not like after you shower, you don't do any yard work or house chores so that you can stay clean.
而是呢一章五节已经提到的他说呢那召你们的既是圣洁你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Rather, where it says in chapter 1:15, it says, but as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
所以你我的本质是圣洁的了。
And so our nature has become holy.
那我们每天的生活，我们每天的言行举止呢，也是圣洁的。
And so that our everyday life, our actions and our words, should also be holy.
最后第九节，第九节有另外一个本质，它是第四个，是呢是属神的子民。
Now a fourth label says. You are a people belonging to God.
那一个怎么样怎么属于神呢？是怎么样的属于神呢
？What does it mean to belong to God?
第以赛亚书四十三章二十一节怎么说
？Can we go back to Isaiah chapter 43?
他说呢，这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
神造了我们。
God has created us.
目的是什么呢
？For what？
你我述说神的美德。
So that we can proclaim His praises.
就我们相信彼得呢，作者彼得呢，他很可能是引用以赛亚书四十三章二十一节。
So it's quite likely that Peter has a reference to Isaiah.
因为呢，二章九节，我们看下一章，他提到人信主的人已经有这样的四个本质，他的目的是什么呢？二章九节就说呢，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So here in verse 9 it says, so that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
出黑暗不是说我把灯打开而已。
So out of darkness doesn't mean that just turn on the light.
出黑暗是你我已经脱离了那魔鬼撒旦的权势了。
But rather that we've been rescued from the bondage of the evil one.
我们已经脱离了那罪恶跟死亡的权势了。
And we are no longer under the curse of death.
这是人自己做不到的事情。
We cannot accomplish this by ourselves.
那如其妙光明的意思就是进入到那个有恩典进入到那个圣洁有和平有喜有平安的一个境界里头。
And so to enter into his light means to be peaceful, to be holy.
那这是神的同在。
And this is the presence of God.
意思就是说我们人原本呢是在黑暗里头的。
In other words, we were once in darkness.
我们需有那个被拯救的需要。
We needed to be rescued.
为什么说呢? 基督福音是一个好消息呢?
And so why do we call the gospel good news?
因为当我们相信的时候呢, 神就把我们从黑暗里头呢给拯救出来。
Because when we believe, God rescues us from the darkness.
谁的功劳?
And whose accomplishment was this?
那召你们出黑暗入光明者的神。
It is God who called you out of darkness into light.
怎么知道说呢这一群人呢是原本不存在的，而是呢是神一个新的创造呢？
So how do we know that this is a new creation by God?
第十节
verse 10.
说你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续。 现在却蒙了连续。
Here it says, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
所以不是神欠了人什么东西。
So it's not that God owes us something.
人也没有什么东西呢，说呢，我可以赚的这个东西。
And we cannot claim this, or we cannot earn this.
而是呢，是完全是神的连续，神的怜悯。
But it is all because of God's mercy.
那我们怎么样？那 我们怎么样在这地上过日子？
So how then shall we live our lives here on earth?
那既然你我是已经是神的新造子民，我们向这个世界见证基督福音的话呢，就变得理所当然的。
So if we're the people of God, it is a matter of course that we witness the gospel of Christ to the world.
不是因为呢神命令我们。
And not so much because God commands us.
不是因为呢，我们是赶鸭子上架，我们是被迫的。
Not that we're forced to do this.
而是因为什么样？第二章九节，是因为呢，我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
But because we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people belonging to God.
向世界见证基督福音，就变得理所当然了。
So it becomes a matter of course that we would witness the gospel to the world.
你看第九节跟第十节这里呢，指出一个事实。
So there's a truth that we see here in verses 9 and 10.
即便在座的我们有不同的背景，我们有不同的血统，我们有不同的文化，有不同的语言。
Even though we may have different backgrounds or languages or heritage.
但是呢，我们在基督里，我们是一个群体，是神的子民。
But in Christ, we are one people, one body.
准确的来讲，就是一个身体，也就是主耶稣基督的身体。
One body that is the body of Christ.
所以最后，我们该怎么样来回应今天的经文呢？
So how then shall we respond?
在主里头，我们共同学习跟成长。
That we ought to learn and grow together in Christ.
这是我们教会今年的主题。
It is the theme of our church this year.
但也是呢，我在这里呢要提醒大家的。
And I would like to also remind everyone of
这个重点呢，是在于共同，我们一起。The
important thing is together.
因为呢，很多事情呢，我们可以自己一个人学习。Because
there are many things we can learn by ourselves.
但是呢，有更多的事情呢，是我们需要呢一块儿才能够学习到。But
there are many more things that we need to learn together as a body.
才能够真正的学习到，才能够真正的完全。
So that we can truly learn, we can carry it to completion.
这不是谁的理论。
And this is not just some theory.
这是圣经的真理。
This is a truth that we learn from the Bible.
是神把你我放在一块。
And so God has placed you and me here.
我们是神的新造子。
And so we are his new creation.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
因为你的话语打开来就有亮光。
Because your word gives us light.
让我们晓得我们该怎么样走前面的道路。
So that we know how we ought to walk the road before us.
也让我们谦卑的来顺从你圣灵的带领。
That we would humble ourselves and to be led by the Holy Spirit.
让我们都一直都走在正路上。
So that we would walk in the way.
也让我们能够继续的在日常生活当中见证你的恩典。
So that in our daily lives we can witness your grace, your mercy.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Let's receive benediction. 让我们一起领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱以及圣灵的感动，常与我们众人同在，直到世界的末了。我们一起来回应。Amen.